Our guest today is a director. In fact, he is directing the latest production at the Bruce County Playhouse. Kevin Haxel joins us on the phone. Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
Hi, JC. I am doing really well.
Very good to talk to you, sir. We do know each other, full disclosure. You directed me in a production in Owen Sound about a year and a half ago. And so I can say that you are very, very good at what you do, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you were fabulous playing the lead role in Bourne yesterday, and it was a pleasure to direct you.
Well, I was a rookie. I had never been on stage before, but you're actually working with some professionals this time around. The production, of course, is called I'll Be Back Before Midnight. Now, first of all, just the title alone kind of sounds like this is kind of a thriller, Kevin.
Exactly. It's described as a comedy thriller because there are lots of funny moments in it, mainly due to the character of the old farmer, who's played by Ralph Small, who was the artistic director of Blue Water Theatre in Kincardine, and we're very fortunate that he, quite frankly, asked to audition for the role of the farmer because he brings a tremendous comic character to life. So let me tell you a little bit about the play. So George rents his farmhouse to a young couple, Greg and Jan. Jan is just recovering from a bit of a nervous breakdown and is out of the hospital that very night. Greg, her husband, works basically researching rocks and how they're used for tools. So the two of them are in the farmhouse, and it's a bit of a surprise visit by Greg's sister, played by Dawn Sandler. She's actually a bit of a veteran at Bruce County Playhouse. This is her third show, and we're very fortunate to have her back. So they do not get along. Jan and Dawn's character do not get along, and things start to go a little strange. George tells stories about how there'd been previously a murder in the house, and indeed there's supposed to be a hermit that still stalks the house. And, of course, things do turn out to be just a little scary. And we start wondering, well, is Jan really seeing and hearing the heartbeat? Is all this real, or is it part of her condition? I don't want to give too much away. Is that there's a lot of thunder and lightning and jumps for the audience in terms of figures appearing when you least expect them to. It's a very entertaining, fun evening. We opened last week on Thursday night to a full house, and I'm pleased to say the cast got a standing ovation at the end. They're a seasoned group. In addition to Dawn Sandler and Ralph Small, we have Natalia Bushnick playing Jan, and Dan Riel plays Greg. And the four of them, I must say, are wonderful actors and wonderful people to work with. I've had a terrific time.
Now, I understand at the there was something very cool that happened at the premiere last week. The author who wrote the play was actually in attendance. He came up from L.A.?
That is correct, yeah. Peter now lives in L.A. He has lived in Ontario. He's born in England. I'll Be Back Before Midnight was written back in 1980, 81. So it's had a long life. It's actually, to quote the Globe and Mail, the most produced Canadian play in history. Right now it's on in China, it's on in Germany, around the world. In over 30 countries, this play has been performed. And as Peter says, it's because it's a thriller. That translates into different languages, as opposed to perhaps a comedy, which is a little less translatable. But it's a tremendous script, which is well received wherever it goes. And Peter was kind enough to work a visit to us for opening night into his vacation plans here in Ontario. So it was wonderful. We had a question and answer session with him after the show, sort of added bonus for those that made it to opening night.
Of course, the show, if you are hoping to see it for yourself, is on now at the Bruce County Playhouse. Won't be on tonight. They go dark on Mondays, but it does run Tuesday through Sundays. There'll be performances in the evening at 8 o'clock on weeknights, as well as a matinee performance Thursday at 2 and Sundays at 2. The full schedule is available at brucecountyplayhouse.com. It's going to run up until August 5th. Kevin, is there anything else we should know about this play or about the cast or what to expect when we go to see it?
Expect to be thoroughly entertained. That's all I can say. I had a number of people come up on opening night and say, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen. So very gratifying, I must say. Expect to be totally taken in and entertained for the evening.
Well, we look forward to seeing it in person for ourselves at the Bruce County Playhouse. I'll be back before midnight, directed by Kevin Haxell, our guest this morning. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the play.
JC, it was a pleasure. All the best to you.